Welcome to the Source Refresh Small Business Supply Chain Podcast. I'm your host, Chandrika Venkatraman. Join me as I talk to small businesses from across the world to learn about their supply chains, their support systems, and what keeps them moving. I caught up with Latrina Pope, founder and lead advisor at Redlined. Redlined helps small businesses build profitability through intelligent contracting. Small businesses can find themselves in dysfunctional deals. We talk about how a procurement consultant can help untangle these sticky contracts. Hope you enjoy the conversation. Latrina, welcome to the Source Refresh Small Business Supply Chain Podcast. We are so thrilled to have you here today. Would you please introduce yourself and your business?
First, I'd definitely like to thank you for even thinking of me to be a part of your podcast and for your audiences to share some information with your audience and ultimately glean more information from how we can support the community in whole. I have been servicing and supporting supply chain operations for over 30 years. And I have a background in leading complex organizations and negotiations and building high performance partnerships between global organizations. And through that experience and my recognition for leadership and optimizing, performing, and driving results and accountability, I found this opportunity, if you will, to support suppliers by helping them to improve their profitability, right? So some of the things that I noticed being on the buy side of the operations is that many times the suppliers themselves are at a disadvantage because they don't have the same level of insights that ensure that they're able to mitigate their own risk, that they do have leverage to negotiate even with what they would consider to be the juggernauts, and that at the end of the day, improving some of those contractual terms will help to ensure and secure your long-term profitability of those relationships. You don't want to get into a lot of times as a small business, we're just so happy to be a part of a larger organization that we literally leave it all on the table. And by leaving it all on the table, that ultimately means sometimes we leave our profit on the table just to be able to say that we're associated with XYZ company. But what I've learned is we don't have to do that. Right? We can still be a partner to them and secure our future at the same time.
So the business that you run, that's Redlined. Can you tell us just a little bit more about, you know, when you started, what you've done so far?
Wow. So I served many years supporting a major airlines based in Atlanta, where I led a team of sourcing professionals that were responsible for a diverse portfolio of suppliers, products and services for corporate services, as well as IT services. I also assisted that organization in doing joint sourcing initiatives with other global airline partners in negotiating fuel and airport customer services and corporate travel and those various things. And as my time kind of came to an end and I was transitioning out of that organization and out of the role, I became very empathetic to the plight of the suppliers in their relationships. So Redlined was started to help businesses find their potential in what would have been dysfunctional deals, right? In my activities, I noticed that there were companies, even large companies, that were making tens of millions, let me rephrase that, that was selling tens of millions of services to a client, and they were not profitable, right? So anytime that you're in double digit millions of dollars, you would assume that this organization is profitable. That's not always the case, right? And so in starting Redlined and the relevance of red line is when you're doing contracting and you're negotiating, you're scratching it out, you're redlining a contract. And so my focus has really been on helping them to find their potential in these dysfunctional deals by applying thoughtful and disciplined approach to their negotiations and in ways of identifying risks that exist in their existing contracts and helping to negotiate from a position of strength. And Redline evolved from there. We've had the opportunity over the years to partner with several other small businesses. One example being there was a startup company based here in Atlanta that was working with a global airline, European airline, and they got their foot in the door with the airline and they were doing a pilot activity and they had gotten through the process of negotiating the contract and hit a stalemate. And they were literally kind of sitting there for over 18 months, not really figuring out how to get over the hump with some odds and ends that they had with the contract language. And what I did for that client is I was able to come in and take a look at their contract and pull it out and assess the risk in their contract and help them to identify the areas of opportunity that they wanted to fight for and the things that were not fighting for, right? And it did not represent a risk to their intellectual property. So there's no need of holding on to that issue that was creating angst with their client, right? But there was some opportunities in how to manage the level of insurance that the supplier was asking them to take on and the level of liability their client was asking them to take on that was going to create ultimately risk for them, a lot of unnecessary risk. So helping them to identify the pain points in that contract, where to give and where to hold, help them to renegotiate their position with their client. And they went from a 18-month stalemate to 3-month resolution and got the deal done with that global client. And so those are the opportunities where we see, and I bridge that gap, right? So Redline bridged the gap from operational support and those people that are in the meat and the potatoes of the operations, and they know their product, they know their services, but they don't necessarily know how to craft the language for the contract. And then you have on the other end of that spectrum, the lawyer, right? The guys that you pay several hundreds of thousands of dollars for per hour, and they ultimately are looking to eliminate your risk. There's no real truth to the elimination of risk, right? So what you want to do is mitigate that risk based on your operations, your services, how much revenue you're going to get back is determines how much risk you need to take on. And all of those things in consideration and in tandem helps to provide a better deal for you, a more functional deal and a more profitable relationship for you and your client.
You know, you hit upon such a key point, right? Even in all of my sourcing experience, one of the things I've always found to be true is there needs to be that one translator, right? Somebody that translates business requirements into, you know, the legal language, right? Mm-hmm. And so you have these two stakeholders. You have the legal team that's obviously looking to protect the business no matter what. And then you have the stakeholders, the operations team that knows the operations piece of that business. So you've hit on that's an amazing business idea, right? Like you need that.
Absolutely. My favorite saying is, I'm not a lawyer. I just play one on TV. Right. So I've read enough contracts. I've had enough conversations with my legal support teams that I really understand what they're looking for and the whys of what they're looking for. Right. And when talking to the businesses and the operations and understanding what their requirements are, I can help to assess that and I can help to kind of understand why it needs to be that way, or in some cases, why it doesn't need to be that way. And the other beauty that I like to bring to it is, you know, contracts really aren't black as white as sometimes our good friend in the judicial profession allows it to be, right? It's never that black and white. And so I also provide options for, you know, if A, then B, if C, then D, right? And so the different things that goes along with how you manage that. For example, a big example of that is payment terms and payment terms discounts, right? So the client might say, hey, you're going to be net forever. Right. And so that affects your pricing and your terms. Right. You could say, yeah, I'll be net forever, but my pricing needs to go up. But if you bring it down to net something realistic, then I can have a different pricing structure and a different pricing model. And so there's always a give and a take in a contract relationship, and helping the businesses and my clients to understand what that give and take is and what their value ultimately is to their client. Because if they've gotten in the door, as most of them already have, they've already identified that you have a value that you can deliver to them, the client, your client. So my goal and my role is to help to make sure that your value is preserved in your profitability.
That's a very, very key requirement that we do have in, especially in today's world, where we see so many solopreneurs, we see so many small businesses, especially after COVID, right? Like we've seen so many of these businesses just, come out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. I can totally imagine that there is a big, client base that actually needs this kind of service. They may not realize that these services are available. They may think their only recourse is to a lawyer. Mm-hmm. But this is, I really love this idea of yours.
I have another client that is a startup organization as well. And one of the challenges that they were having as they were introducing their services and their products to new clients in the marketplace and delivering pilot phased activity, one of the things that I would help them to do is to frame up that that pilot phase, right? Putting a box around what is considered the pilot and what is considered outside of the pilot. The reason being, because we so often get into scope creep when you deal with a pilot situation, right? So you start out thinking you're going to give them a little bit, and then that little bit turns into everything, and you're either getting paid pennies on the dollars, or in some cases, nothing at all, right? Or the pilot goes on forever, right? And you're still not getting any money. And so what I've assisted them in doing as they go through and negotiate these pilots with their different prospects, it's helping them to define that initial agreement, that initial pilot statement of work, and putting a frame around what's included, what's not included, how long it would last, what the triggers are of success, the measures of success, which, you know, if you don't say what establishes success, then how do they know that they actually want to buy your product? You know, so we need to establish measurements of success going into the pilot so that when you check all those boxes, they have a reason, a commitment to move forward with you with your services at a negotiated rate, either pre-negotiated rate or otherwise. But you don't want to live in your pilot phase forever, which can be another catch 22 of smaller startup businesses where they're growing within the pilot. Right. So they're evolving. They want you to develop new products. They want you to develop new enhancements and all that stuff like that. But they're still calling it a pilot. Right. So at the end of the day, what we're trying to do is protect our intellectual property, mitigate the risk, and making sure that we preserve our revenue stream and getting the money in for the services that we're delivering out, and not taking for granted that although we're small, we are mighty and we can still have leverage and we still have power to do so.
That's so well stated. Although we're small, we're mighty. Mm-hmm. Right. So, you know, we will sort of wrap this interview up, but I do want to ask you one question. So in today's constrained supply chain environment, how can businesses leverage your expertise? What kind of, I think innovative contracting is something that I'm a huge fan of that. Mm-hmm. Like you said before, right? Everything is not black and white. there is several grays here. Mm-hmm. How can people do some innovative contracting?
So what I love about the evolution of Redline in this environment is we have supported our client base by delivering buy-side knowledge to their sell-side opportunities. But having said that, we are still very strong on the buy-side. So leveraging an organization like this along your entire program, along your entire supply chain, helps to make sure that you got good, strong relations, contract negotiating deals and things like that with your manufacturer, your provider, where you're getting your services from to be able to deliver to your ultimate client, and then understanding how to move those services and those contracting along through the process to come up with those innovative ways of getting your client on board. And those innovative ways are really along how do you do short-term deals with future gain on the backside, right? So in this inflationary market, nobody wants to lock in too long at a high rate, right? So you can do, escalating factors. And given in mind that, we have many clients who say, oh, you can't do any escalators. The environment is very, very different right now, right? And having some level of market-based escalators, right? So not an arbitrary, I'm going to go up 5%, 2%, 3% every day, but you really want an escalator that's aligned with the marketplace. You can tie it to the cost of living adjustments, or you can tie it to other indices within the market that makes it rational and reasonable to be able to do so that you're not locked into a 2022 rate in 2030 or whatever the term of your contract may be, whether it's for your good or your client's good. Those are creative ways that you look at how to negotiate for the long term and protect yourself and your client at the same way. But supporting those contracting activities along and throughout that supply chain stream is very effective to you being able to build value ultimately, negotiating the good deals for the stuff you're trying to buy and negotiating even better deals for the stuff that you're selling.
Thank you so much. I know that we can keep talking about this for probably, I could easily fill up a whole hour with this conversation. Thank you so much for talking to me. And how can a listener, how can they reach you?
Absolutely. So I am on LinkedIn, either as Latrina Pope or Redlined is the business, REDLINED, or on our website, redline.co, co.com. So REDLINED.co.
Thank you so much again, Latrina.
Thank you.
Pleasure speaking to you.
It was awesome.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. You can get more information on today's episode in the show notes or at source-refresh.com/podcast. To hear more episodes, please subscribe to the Source Refresh Small Business Supply Chain Podcast, wherever you get your podcasts from.